Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic is straight out of Dr. Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And what we're talking about today is his principle, if you have a big enough why, you can live with any what. And this has been the bedrock principle of my leadership life for the better part of, well, can I do the math here? I'm 35 years old today. I probably read this when I was 16 years old. And so we're talking almost 20 years of leadership has been based upon Dr. Covey's principle, if you have a big enough why, you can live with any what. If you are motivating people, if you're leading people, and they know why they're doing what they're doing, then that is the first thing and maybe the only thing that matters. If they know why we're doing it, then they'll go to any lengths. They'll stay late. They'll work longer. They'll work overtime. They'll do what is necessary if they buy into the why. If you as a leader can cast the vision of why, then your people will be willing to comply. I use a very simple example of my early days of leadership. I was building playgrounds for a nonprofit organization in major cities throughout the country. What we would do is we would do a one-day blitz build. So 100 people or more would show up to a blank spot of dirt in maybe a schoolyard or a community in the inner cities of America. And at 8:30 in the morning, we would kick the day off, and 100 people would build the playground from scratch. And then by 3:30 in the afternoon, we'd have a playground that was ready for the kids to play on as soon as the concrete cured. With that type of project, many times there were lulls in the action because of this, the process of construction. If you can picture a playground being built, you know, certainly there are moments where there's a lot of action, but then, you know, maybe a bolt has to be tightened or maybe something has to be readjusted, and all 100 people on that work site, which is 50 by 50 feet, you know, you can't necessarily all be busy at the same time. So many times there would be moments where you just had to go take a water break. You just had to get out of people's way. You just had to get off site and enjoy yourself. And a lot of times we would be working with people who were hard charging. They were managers. They were leaders. They were corporate CEOs. And they always wanted to be doing something. They couldn't possibly handle the fact that they were standing around doing nothing. Well, I had one of two choices at those moments as the leader of that project. I could let everybody stand around and wonder what's going on and why we're standing around and why is it taking so long. And that leads to frustration and demotivation and people wondering, you know, why is this so disorganized? But I would choose to be proactive, and I would choose to give the why behind the what. And I would just simply tell people and explain the situation. Hey, you know, right now, we thank you so much for the work that you've been doing. Now is a great opportunity for us to just get some water and stay hydrated. We got some snacks over here. Because the reason why we're all kind of at a standstill right now is we have to get one of these main decks leveled. Because if that main deck is not leveled exactly, you know, perpendicular to the ground, then that's going to throw off everything that we attach to it, meaning the slide, meaning the transfer station, meaning the, you know, the loop-de-loop climber ladder, and just all the different things. And I would explain to them why we were waiting around for something to happen. And then everybody was satisfied. They would go over, they would have a cookie, they would have a conversation, and then I would let them know, you know, we'll all be back to work in 10 minutes. And it's kind of that principle, and I think that maybe Dr. Stephen Covey uses this principle. I want to give him the credit that is due. Certainly it's his principle, is that you would never run to the top of a burning building. Like, that seems silly. You know, that wouldn't be something you would do. But if your child is up there, just try and stop me. If your why is big enough, you can do anything. You will do anything. You'll walk over hot coals if the reason why is big enough. If you have a big enough why, you can live with any what. That's from Dr. Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I hope that helps you on your journey as you lead others, as you cast the vision, as you tell them why they're doing what we're asking them to do. It has certainly helped me in my leadership journey. I hope it helps you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mark's Motivational Minute. My name is Mark J. Lindquist. I hope you make it a fantastic day.